Welcome back, folks. I was going to move on. I was going to move on from the alien thing, although I think I just found the first one that actually is interesting to me. I just saw this from MJ Truth Ultra on X. Try to put this flat so we can dot cam it here. 1967 FBI secret file, 3-page cobalt slash laser ray mind control manifesto. Claims total body and thought control, 1945 UFO sightings, stage accidents since 1946, and business infiltration at every level. And that's what first struck me is a tweet out, they have infiltrated at almost every business level. And I'm like, what? Saying the aliens have infiltrated? What does that mean? So these four scanned pages constitute a single complete declassified secret FBI file dated January 30th, 1967. It's an official one-page cover memorandum from the FBI legal attaché in Mexico City to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, attaching the full three-page letter/telegram that W.R. Hanawalt originally sent on December 20th, 1966 to the Federal Security Police in Mexico. The FBI's only notation is that their file contains no other information on Hanawalt. The package was stamped secret, routed internally, including to the San Antonio office. We have infiltrated almost every business level. This exact line appears on page 2 of Hanawalt's letter, in the middle of the detailed description of the alleged capabilities of a secret laser ray or cobalt ray weapon. Thoughts used on the highway while driving were monitored by equipment carried in trucks, rental trailers, autos, etc. Much of the equipment is from out of state, particularly California, used in the valley by non-tourists who are here for reasons extending over 30 days and who do not pay for Texas plates. They have infiltrated almost every business level. Any man in business cannot realize the reason so many company secrets or confidences are lost. A business competitor can eventually bankrupt any or all of his competition. How can a defense attorney present a defense when his strategy is known to the opposing attorney previously? So in other words, they're saying that he had a mind-reading ray. They equal the secret operators, whom he later identified as rotten apples inside federal agencies, especially the CIA and space arms, and possibly members of Congress who control ray technology. He claims the ray allows real-time thought monitoring, especially while people are at their desks or driving, remote manipulation of any machine, and total sensory, emotional, and sexual control. This infiltration, he says, lets them steal trade secrets, sabotage competitors, cause business failures, and even rig legal cases, all without the victims realizing how their confidential information is being leaked. The ray acts like a self-enclosed cocoon around a silkworm, wrapping the entire body and nervous system to manipulate physical control, senses, sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing, emotion, lie detector results, breathing, heartbeat, and even create hyper-realistic visions of flying objects. Hanawalt personally saw unidentified flying objects, saucers, during combat missions in 1945 that were, quote, not the enemy. Most of his own car accidents since 1946 were deliberately staged because he, quote, learned too much in the Navy while at war. The technology had been used secretly in Harlingen, Texas for 8 years by a small group. It's now obsolete and has been replaced by satellites. I normally wouldn't think much about this, but the FBI treated it with so much care that it ended up being classified as top secret, or as secret at least. And there's the actual letter being sent. A laser cobalt ray that can read your mind and manipulate any machine or damage any machine. That I find extremely interesting. Lauren Boebert has come out and talked about this being a spiritual situation. But I think we'll move on. I think we will. We'll take your calls on this in the third hour. But I think we need to move on now because we've got war. We've got war to talk about. It's all very confusing. As of 19 hours ago, we have a video of Jesse Waters talking about the exchange of bombs in Iran. I don't know if we need to go to that, but it is interesting that it's just so topsy-turvy. It's like you literally cannot ignore the news for 12 hours and still have a handle on what the hell is going on in Iran. It changes so rapidly and with so little reason or logic behind it, it's really hard to get a grip on. So You know, as of last night, you had this from Jesse Waters. Breaking, U.S. just bombed Iran. The Strait of Hormuz erupts. Iran just swarmed U.S. destroyers and started shooting. America fired back hard. Strike sites obliterated. Not a single ship hit. They dropped ever so beautifully down to the ocean, very much like a butterfly dropping to its grave. That's Donald Trump. Bring a little poetry to the announcement. Trump says, quote, Iran is not a normal country. I would show you the Jesse Waters thing, but it's so, there's something so despicable about it when he's like, Donald Trump talked to the gay Ayatollah in his little cave. Kind of hard to speak without lips. And it's just like, ugh, which is what, it just doesn't hit the same to me. You know, it's different if you're like, you know, hunting Osama bin Laden and you think he took the Twin Towers out and you're like, yeah, dirtbag, you think you can mess with America? Not anymore. But here's a dude that, like, we killed his entire family and viciously maimed him. And we're just like, yeah, kind of hard to talk without a face, huh? It's like, good Lord, you evil scum. I mean, how are you supposed to be the good guy when you're saying stuff like that? It's just revolting is what it is. I don't get it. Like, you, I don't know. I get we're fighting a war with them, but like, we're definitely the bad guys, though. We're definitely the bad guys. Like, that's the thing. You show that to any Iranian, and they'd be like, yeah, of course. They're all demons. All the Americans, they all are just awful. And it's like, Jesse Waters doesn't speak for us. And I don't even know. I don't know, man. It's very un-American, un-European to even have that level of just like, you're celebrating that the man has no face. Okay, cool. Anyway, so 19 hours ago, Jesse Waters is like, yeah, we're winning again. We already won the war, but we thought we'd go back to win the war a second time. Okay, it's because we already won. We already have total victory. They're already totally destroyed. They did fire some missiles at us, and so we hit them hard. Now they're falling like butterflies. Fast forward 12 hours, Donald Trump says, I'm pleased to announce that there will be a three-day ceasefire. I thought we were in a ceasefire. What? Well, aren't we still in a ceasefire? Maybe, I don't know. May 9th, 10th, and 11th, in the war between Russia. Oh, between Russia and Ukraine. Oh, okay. All right, good. Okay, it's coming together. It's all coming together. Now, this could be a three-day ceasefire. It could also be the start of a much, 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 much more dangerous conflict. Because Russia has basically unilaterally declared a ceasefire, which is kind of a ballsy move. See, they declared a three-day ceasefire, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, for celebration of Victory Day in Russia. However, you know, they're going to hold like a giant military parade, and they've basically said, we're declaring a ceasefire. They're saying, we hope Ukraine also honors this ceasefire. We hope they don't bomb our big military parade. And if they do, basically we're going to nuke Kiev. I mean, they didn't say it as much, but that's basically the message. It's like, you're going to let us have this parade, or we're going to take it to the next level from which there is no return. And so I guess we can all rest easy knowing that the fate of humanity is in the hands of Vladimir Zelensky, who, by the way, is under the gun on his own accord for the hundreds of millions of dollars stolen by his government that he apparently has tried to blame other people on, who have then subsequently fled to Israel and started giving interviews saying actually it was Zelensky that was the corrupt one. So this may get really, really, really bad really fast. So Donald Trump says, I'm pleased to announce there is a three-day ceasefire, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, in the war between Russia and Ukraine. The celebration in Russia is for Victory Day, but likewise in Ukraine, because they are also a big part and factor of World War II. The ceasefire will include a suspension of all kinetic activity and also a prisoner swap of 1,000 prisoners from each country. This request was made directly by me, and I very much appreciate its agreement by President Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. Hopefully it is the beginning of the end of a long, deadly, hard-fought war. Talks are continuing on ending this major conflict, the biggest since World War II, and we are getting closer and closer every day. Thank you for your attention in this matter, President Donald J. Trump. How are you still a Trump supporter? I don't know. I just, and I wonder, I'm like, am I seeing Trump differently now, or is he acting different? I honestly don't know. Because I want to see him in the Ukraine war, but he has done nothing to end the Ukraine war at all. He's had opportunity after opportunity to end the Ukraine war, and he hasn't taken them. Remember the big meeting in Alaska where Putin basically offered him everything? I mean, if you're watching the Victor Boot interview with Alex, you know all of this, but like at this point, it's like, okay, I'm glad he's trying to end the Ukraine war, but he's like trying to take credit for this, I guess. I don't know. I guess the 1,000 prisoner swap he can take credit for if that was his suggestion. But it's just kind of pathetic because he's the president of the United States. The United States is the one that is funding and powering, excuse me, the entire Ukraine military resistance. If he wants an end to the Ukraine war, he can bring about an end to the Ukraine war. Instead, you have Russia declaring a 3-day ceasefire. And basically Trump coming along and going, yeah, totally, this was me. And hopefully this is the beginning of the end. Hopefully we can finally wind this thing down. And it's like, okay, thanks, Putin. You didn't do it. Putin did. Putin declared the ceasefire.